there are signs sustainable cities could one day dot the landscape across Kentucky. These are communities that claim their impact on the environment is zero. Richard Olson, who chairs Sustainable Berea, says such a city also enjoys economic health.
It behooves communities to look and see how they can increase their local economies, look at what local resources they have, anything from land to existing industries to the skills of the people.
Olson says the interest in sustainability has blossomed as Kentuckians have grown concerned with the environment, dwindling fossil fuels, population growth, and worldwide debt. He says people also worry about the cost of transporting food and with its place of origin. As a result, more communities hope to grow their own food.
People like to eat, and they like good local food, and they like to share recipes and talk about the heirloom tomatoes that their grandparents used to grow. And it's just a really good entry point to get people to talk about a lot of issues with never even mentioning the word sustainability.
Olson says it's being borne out through more household and community gardens, farmers markets, and land preservation efforts. But another driving factor is the price of fuel.
The era of cheap fossil fuels that our entire global food system relies on is ending. So whether we want to be able to have grapes from Chile in the winter and lettuce from California, those trucks aren't going to be able to keep rolling that much longer because of energy issues.
Olson admits it's an economic shift which is not happening soon. For example, 80,000 pounds of food would be needed each day to feed the southern Madison County community of Berea. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.